Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Procedures only take 30 minutes. Our multi-unit hair grafting transplant procedures, which is our trademark procedures, we are the only clinic in Ohio that does offer these. And this procedure can transplant as much as three times more hair per procedure, saving you time and money.
Don't wait. Make that call today. 216-370-7980. That's 216-370-7980 for a free hair and scalp analysis or visit VanSquareHair.com.
Broadcasting from the Serpentini Chevrolet Studio.
The Cleveland Browns select.
It's draft week. There's playoff basketball, and the Guardians are in the AL Central fight. Why go anywhere else? WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights. We are Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan, and Odyssey Sports Station.
92.3 The Fan, 2020 Sports.
2020 Sports celebrates Betfred Nissan's 54-year legacy of excellence in sales and service. Recognized as a Nissan Award and Excellence winner, learn more at BetfredNissan.com. Cavaliers leading the Magic 2-0 after winning Game 2 96-86. The Cavs have a couple days off before tipping off in Orlando for Games 3 and 4. The NBA playoffs continuing as the Timberwolves start things off against the Suns. Minnesota leads the series 1-0, followed by the Pacers and Bucks, although Giannis questionable for Milwaukee as they lead that series 1-0. And Dallas will battle the LA Clippers to close the night. LA up in that series 1-0. Ben Lively on the hill for the Guardians this evening as they begin a 3-game set with the Red Sox. Guardians off to their best start since 1999 at 16-6. And Sam Henges could make a rehab appearance with Double-A Akron. Dealing with swelling in his finger, he pitched through one scoreless inning for the Rubber Ducks on Friday. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk joins Baskin and Phelps coming up next right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the Buckeye Law Group 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Andrew Hody.
In your weeknight with the best segments of the day. The Fan Rewind. Weeknights at 11.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. The draft coming up on Thursday. It is the must-read whenever it comes to anything in the NFL, of course. You know it. You love it. It's Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio is the man that runs it, and he now joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. You know, you had the you know it, you love it. I don't know. They may not love it depending upon what the story of the day is regarding the Browns, although there aren't many stories right now regarding the Browns because they still don't have a first-round draft pick.
We know. It's, you know what?
Give it a year.
I think seeing the sale of Father of Mine, your book, on the site every day has been more exciting than talking about the Browns draft this year. Because I'm wondering, you're like, one more day left in the sale. One more day left.
Yeah. No days left until the Browns have a first-round pick. Well, technically 367 days until they have a first-round pick. But they do have a first-round pick. It is Deshaun Watson, along with the other two first-round picks and the $45 million, $46 million per year on a fully guaranteed five-year deal. That's the investment they made. And that's the thing that gets overlooked. So much of the focus is on how much money they've invested in Watson. Three first-round picks, three other draft picks, those are six guys that would have been had very affordably relative to what veterans cost. They become part of the nucleus of your team. You have to account for not having them as part of this all-in move that the Browns made with Deshaun Watson that through two seasons has not generated any real tangible benefit at a time when the Browns are otherwise a pretty damn competitive team.
Mike, if you're the Browns and you're going into year three with Deshaun, and as you just said, you haven't seen a whole lot yet. Injuries have been a part of it. Suspension's been a part of it. Could you possibly see them at the end of this year going Denver, as the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, and just saying, we've had enough?
The problem is, yes, but the problem is they still owe him $92 million after this year. The Broncos cut Russell Wilson because they already owed him $37 million this year, and they had an out to get rid of next year's obligation. The Browns don't have that luxury. Unless Deshaun Watson does something that would allow them to void his remaining guarantees. And that's a point I made at one point during the season when, remember in the week two game in Pittsburgh, he shoved an official on the field and didn't even get flagged for it. If he would get suspended for anything that happens on the field or off the field, it would give the Browns the silver bullet to say, the guarantees are voided, see you later. And look, regardless of whether or not they would or should or could, the issue is, if something like that happens, they can. And that would be basically found money, or the flip side of found money, be lost money for Watson. It would be a way out of this maze for them if they decide based on this year. And I think this year is the key. And the pressure's on Watson, and surely he feels that this is the year for him to prove that they did the right thing. And if he does have a bad year, injured, whatever, doesn't play much, doesn't contribute to whatever the Browns otherwise do, how do you not consider your alternatives for 2025, including moving on from Deshaun Watson and embracing someone else at the quarterback position and just eating that money and eating the cap charge that goes with moving on?
When you look at the Browns, we sit here and I think you laid out a great argument about what the Browns actually do have in this draft, even though there is no first-round pick. But I can't remember in a long time where I've looked at the Browns too deep and said, oh, okay, I look what they did in free agency. I look where they are with backups. And this is probably about the best shape they've been in forever as far as looking at the roster right now. When you look at the Browns roster, what do you see?
I agree completely.
Okay.
And that's what makes it so amazing that and ill-advised that they did what they did. Because if they had kept those first-round picks, if they had drafted and developed a top-end quarterback, if they had used those picks on other positions, they'd still be where they are, if not in better position, because you'd have contributors, younger, cheaper, and who are going to be with you, and you can see which ones of those would end up justifying contract extensions down the road. That is the hidden cost of the move to go get Deshaun Watson. And yes, they're still good, they're still relevant, they're still competitive, but it's hard not to think how much better they would have been if they just would have resisted the temptation to make that move to go with the 5-year fully guaranteed contract that gives them no way out. If you're going to do a fully guaranteed contract, keep it to 3 years. Don't do 5. I think, generally speaking, it's a mistake to do 5. There's too much uncertainty as to what the player is going to become to tie your hands. And if you're other players on the team, that's cap dollars that aren't available for you. That's one of the reasons why if they ever had fully guaranteed contracts across the board in the NFL, they would all become 1-, 2-, and 3-year deals. And I think conceptually it's not fair to the players who are contributing to have all that cash and cap space tied up in someone who isn't.
Mike, quarterback moves in the NFL are always interesting to me. This year's draft appears to be a draft where some really highly thought of quarterbacks are available. And you know, Williams and Daniels and May are likely to go 1, 2, 3, or at least in the top 5. Are those rankings legit for these guys? I think back to 2021, Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, those guys all went high, top 3 for the first 3 guys. And that hasn't panned out. Is this draft legit at that position?
Well, you know, Chris Sims and I were talking about it earlier today on PFT Live. He thinks that the floor is higher for the quarterbacks this year. And that's one of the realities we deal with every year. There's going to be the cluster of guys who are regarded as the top quarterbacks. How good is that group relative to other groups that come through? And in 2021, that was the reality. Now, the problem is at the time, we weren't saying that. See, we get caught up in the new wave of quarterbacks, and nobody ultimately knows where the ceiling is. You ignore the floor because we're all thinking who's got the ceiling. And Trevor Lawrence, man, potential franchise quarterback. Zach Wilson, consensus number two pick. It wasn't Jets blew it in picking him. They may have blown it in developing him. They didn't blow it in picking him. And then the 49ers make the big trade up. They invest in all three first-round picks and a third-round pick in Trey Lance. And they could have had him. They could have had Justin Fields. They could have had Mac Jones. Well, none of them ultimately worked out. Maybe Jones would have worked out better in San Francisco if he'd had a chance to play and work with Kyle Shanahan. Justin Fields was doing okay, but the Bears stumble into the number one overall pick, and they don't want to pass on Caleb Williams. I mean, it really is a cautionary tale, though, for this year. And you look at 2020, a lot of great quarterbacks drafted that year. 21, one out of five taken in the top 15 picks is still in the mix to potentially be a franchise quarterback. Now, some of these other guys could have good second acts, but typically franchise quarterbacks don't emerge late. Competent, you know, Geno Smith style, this guy can be a starter, will show up later, but not like, oh boy, this guy's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence could still be, the other four not. That's a message for this year. Now, Caleb Williams, viewed as can't miss. We'll see. Jaden Williams, can't miss. We'll see. The rest of them, let's see. Drake May, let's see. There's been some consistency and accuracy issues. J.J. McCarthy, we'll see what he is at the NFL level. And then you've got Michael Penix and Bo Nix as part of that mix as well. Will they be drafted at the bottom of round one? How far will they fall? Penix, I think, is top half of round one based on some people I trust and what they've told me. Nix may slip out altogether. But, you know, we'll just see. But you're right. 2021 is, I think, a warning for anyone that just assumes we're going to have, you know, a bunch of great quarterbacks just waltz right into the NFL.
Mike, is it weird to you? I like yesterday, Zach Wilson goes to Denver and they swap seventh and sixth round picks. Okay, if you're Denver, why don't you make that trade every day of the week? They might get a guy who can come in and play for them down the road. And it sometimes feels to me, Sam Darnold's, you know, kicked around. He was a third overall pick. Baker didn't work here, didn't work in Carolina, was with the Rams, kind of rejuvenated himself, seems to be doing fine in Tampa. It's weird to me that sometimes teams give up on these guys real quickly and then get nothing significant back in return. And yet, let's say you're Denver. You just picked up a guy who was the number two overall pick in the draft, but maybe you're still thinking you're going to get Bo Nix and he's going to be better. The veteran guys who get kicked loose just seem like you can pick them up for nothing and maybe salvage something.
It's an amazing dynamic in this overall process of drafting quarterbacks. Teams will declare failure after two or three seasons. The 49ers unloaded Trey Lance after 2 years, in part because the guy they took a complete flyer on in 2022 with the last pick in the draft ended up being the guy. But, yeah, you look at Zach Wilson. He played in 2021, okay, to be determined. 2022, disaster, to the point where I remember Jay Glazer from Fox reporting after a Thursday night debacle against the Jaguars late in the season that the Jets were done with Zach Wilson. And Glazer isn't wrong about the things he reports. Something changed after that, and lo and behold, they kept Zach Wilson. And then last year we had this weird vibe that he was going to potentially be the successor to Aaron Rodgers, that it was all going to work out and they're going to hand the baton and yada yada, and then Rodgers gets injured and Zach Wilson plays again and it's even worse, and now it's done. And the Jets squatted on him, I think in part because the Jets were looking for someone to take on a significant chunk of the salary. If they had just cut him, they would have owed him the $5.5 million minus $1.055 million that another team would have paid. They split this down the middle, 2.75, 2.75. I think that's what the Jets were waiting for. And from the Jets' perspective, they're taking a risk that Sean Payton, who had some negative things to say about the Jets last year, is going to take this guy that failed in New York and turn him into something. It tells me the Jets have come to the conclusion this guy's irredeemable. We'll find out. And it is a nice insurance policy for Sean Payton in the event that they don't trade up for maybe a J.J. McCarthy, or they don't maybe trade back into the round for a Bo Nix.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, just perusing some stuff, and, you know, one of the stories you have on there right now is Chiefs finally take care of Andy Reid. We're waiting to see what happens with Kevin Stefanski here in Cleveland. Just your thoughts on a Browns extension for him. It seems imminent, but I just wonder how long they're going to go for. And if you were Jimmy Haslam, would you be giving an extension to Kevin Stefanski?
Well, it's two different questions. One, do you give him an extension? Number two, how much do you pay him?
Right.
And that's the challenge. It's easy to say, yeah, oh, he's worth another contract on our terms. But what about another contract on his terms? And one of the things we never see in the NFL is a coach who says, you know what, I'm going to finish my deal and I'm going to become a free agent. And I'm going to go to the highest bidder. And I think there's a concern that you would get blackballed if you make that move. There's collusion that happens when it comes to paying coaches, even though the NFL would deny it and will never get sued for it, most likely. I think they know how to hold the market down. I mean, the fact that Andy Reid was making $12.5 million per year is embarrassing to the Chiefs. And they finally took care of him. And, you know, I was told last year that the Chiefs were preparing for the possibility of Reid retiring after the 2023 season. That's his leverage if they're not going to take care of him. I'm just going to stop. I'm done. I'm out. See you later. Have fun. And they eventually took care of him. So, you know, from Stefanski's standpoint, he could say, hey, I'm going to just leave and be a free agent and go coach somewhere else. But, man, that's a tough, tough thing to do because the NFL, I don't think, looks kindly on coaches doing that. And I think coaches are very conservative with this idea, I've got a job, why do I want a different one? I've been here, let's work this out. But you got to figure out where he fairly fits among the other coaches in the NFL. And I think that's where it becomes a challenge. People would say last year, well, he's the offensive guru. The offense wasn't very good. It was the defense that carried the day. How much of the credit goes to Kevin Stefanski, even though he barely won Coach of the Year that probably should have gone to DeMeco Ryans, frankly. But he's got two of those trophies now. He's done well with the team. What is the value that Jimmy Haslam is willing to invest, and how long of a commitment is he willing to make?
Mike Florio joining us, Pro Football Talk. Mike, what team is most likely to overpay to move up to get a quarterback in this draft? Is it the Raiders? Is it Denver? Minnesota?
Probably Minnesota, because number one, Kirk Cousins walks away in free agency. Number two, the Vikings end that week by acquiring the 23rd overall pick from the Texans. They didn't acquire that pick to use it. If you're going to acquire it to use it, you acquire it when it's on the clock. So you run the board at the time you get it. They got that pick to use it as ammunition to trade up to 2, 3, or 4. The question is, how high do they want to go? The question also is, does Justin Jefferson get included in a potential trade offer? And until they sign him to a new contract, and if they really wanted him, if they really believe in him as a long-term guy that they're willing to pay market value to, not just at the receiver position, but at any position other than quarterback, and their GM, Kwesi Odofe-Mensah, said that at the scouting combine, they view him as one of the top non-quarterbacks in the league, and he should be paid accordingly. If they want to do that, you could do it between now and dinner time if you really wanted to do it. They haven't done it. And it makes me wonder, is he potentially bait to be added to whatever else the Vikings would need to trade up as high as number two? Sims and I talked about this today. Would you trade Justin Jefferson for Jaden Daniels right now? You have a potential franchise quarterback, Heisman winner, great arm, checks the boxes, very elusive. Every guy from the defensive side of the ball, from SEC teams that we met with at the combine and said, who's the toughest guy you faced in college? The answer inevitably was Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels. Would you trade Justin Jefferson for your first franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton? I don't know whether they will or won't, but I said this last year. If they don't sign Justin Jefferson to an extension before the start of the 2023 season, there's a chance Cousins goes and the Vikings use Justin Jefferson to get that guy that becomes potentially their next Tarkenton.
That's fascinating. Hmm. Jefferson is such a difference maker. Let me take you back to the draft. Is Marvin Harrison Jr. a similar type of player, and might some team get a great deal on him because other teams are trading up and trying to get a quarterback?
Well, yeah, I mean, the draft begins with the Cardinals at 4 unless they trade out to let someone come get J.J. McCarthy and then Jim Harbaugh gets his wish. I mean, he's had the best double whammy here where he can support his guy from Michigan and say he should be the top pick in the draft, and the Chargers, his new team, sit there at 5 hoping that it goes quarterback, 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 so it's first overall pick de facto for the Chargers, who don't need a quarterback. But Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4 to the Cardinals makes a lot of sense. I know that when Sims did his evaluation of the receivers, and I think this is something that makes you at least wonder, his concern on Harrison was he doesn't blow past defensive backs. He makes a lot of contested catches. Well, if you're not blowing past defensive backs at the college level, you're not going to be blowing past defensive backs at the pro level. Are you going to get open? Are you going to be a true number one receiver that strikes fear in opposing defensive coordinators as to how they're going to account for this guy who's just running past everyone? And where does that put you? And I know Sims has Malik Nabers from LSU ahead of, and also Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU ahead of Marvin Harrison. But boy, that name recognition, that reputation, it all makes it hard for the Cardinals to pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. if he is sitting there at number four. And I'll be surprised if the Cardinals don't take him.
All right, before we let you go, how is Father of Mine the book doing? And sounds to me like a pretty good Father's Day gift coming up.
Well, it is an excellent Father's Day gift. We did a one-week sale.
I saw every day
the e-book for 99 cents, and a lot of people bought it, which tells me that people are looking for value, and that's fine. We don't want to infringe on people's wallets. The problem is I had to put it back to $3.99, and $3.99 is still a deal. I mean, look around at the stuff you buy when you leave your house, whether you stop at, you know, the coffee place, whether you anything you do. I mean, $3.99 is nothing for the normal transactions that happen in today's life. And the stuff that you're sitting there on your phone, buying from Amazon or whatever, $3.99. What do you find for $3.99? So you can get the ebook for $3.99, the print edition for $14.99. And it is an ex-Father's Day. It isn't all that long away. Mother's Day is coming up, too. Maybe Father of Mine for
sure.
Mother's Day. There's a certain symmetry to that. But, yeah, you know, it's the sequel is coming later this year, I believe. I'm working on it now. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to it, and it'll make a nice two-part thing when it's all finally said and done. And who knows, maybe there's a third one floating around. You know, people like things in threes. Maybe there's a third one floating around when it's all said and done.
Maybe you move the storyline out of Wheeling and bring it up to Cleveland. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, you know, in the sequel, a lot of the sequel happens in Arizona.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not Cleveland, but Arizona. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Youngstown was always kind of a hotbed.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
For activity. Of the type that happens in Father of Mine. I don't know what it is now, but I know back when I was growing up, Youngstown was like, you know, you raise your eyebrows when you hear Youngstown because it was pretty open and notorious there.
Well, there had to be a future start for legalized gambling somewhere or illegalized gambling somewhere. So we'll give it to Youngstown. How's that sound? Mike, thank you. As always, we appreciate your time and your insight. Good luck. We're reading you every day, especially during the draft as well.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. Mike Florio, not only knows his football, but he's also an author, Father of Mine. He was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Time now for 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.